This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? This is the DJD Experience. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. She's Victoria. Did you know, ladies, that humans produce 10,000 gallons of saliva in an average lifetime?
That's weird.
Is it? Why is that weird? Do you mean the information is weird, or the fact that we produce all that saliva is weird?
A little bit of the above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saliva is required for taste. Until food is dissolved by saliva, you cannot taste it. Did you know that? You need to have saliva glands.
Yeah, because it breaks it down, right? It starts to break the food
down. That would be a good... With all the crazy names for singing groups, like the Chainsmokers, how about we have a new group called the Saliva Glands?
Ew.
What do you think? Saliva Glands. It's just about the
same. Might go over well at dental conventions, but other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure saliva is already a band, so they might not like that infringement.
Really? There's saliva a band glands. Called Saliva? Really?
Yeah, it's a rock band.
Wow. Leave it to you to know that. That's Kara Schillen. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Speaking of food, did Elma Fudd call it Fudd? Who called it Fudd?
What?
I don't
Fudd.
Know.
Instead of food, no, it's called...
I don't know that anybody has called it FUD, have they?
Huh. Yes, you just haven't worked around in circles like I have, Jennifer, to have known that excitement.
Yeah, clearly I don't work that often, so...
She means in my circles? Or,
yeah, I'm such a shut-in that I never go outside, so you're right, I wouldn't know.
All right, other food news...
I'm actually dreaming of being a shut-in.
Really? I'm dreaming of being shut-in... Food probably is not the first thing on your mind when you get up in the morning, unless you're like...
Neither is saliva, and you just made it the first thing that I thought of this morning.
So there you go. Right? We're on to a winning day. If you have the flu or a stomach bug, there is a list of foods that you should not eat, not come close to. Food and drink. Avoid alcohol, soda, coffee. Is that just common sense? If you don't feel well, why would you drink alcohol?
Alcohol I get. Soda, I don't know, maybe because it's got sugar in it. But coffee, why coffee?
Coffee has very acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And because not just because caffeine is dehydrating and difficult to break down, it's also something that stimulates the muscles in your digestive tract, and your vomit will become, you'll become the vomit comet if you drink too much coffee when you don't feel well.
Right. You know, I remember being a kid, and if you have an upset stomach, the pediatricians would always say to my mom, like, oh, just, you know, give her some Coca-Cola to settle her stomach. So that's kind of I guess that was obviously wrong, but I know that that was something that you always used to do.
My mother used to say ginger ale, not Coca-Cola, but ginger ale and saltines. Got an upset stomach? Ginger ale and saltines. Because the ginger is soothing. The business of the... Of the bubbles, the carbonation supposedly settles things down. And saltines absorb a lot of the extraneous garbola that's in there, supposedly. That make any sense? Did you know
that? I've heard that, but I've always heard that saltines were just, I guess, bland enough that if you needed to eat something, it wouldn't upset you.
Or just plain bread or toast.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What about the brat diet? I mean, that's what you're always supposed to do when you're not feeling good. Is
I had that bananas after Mexico.
Right,
bananas, rice,
applesauce, toast.
Applesauce,
because they're simple carbs, I guess, that can be broken down easily.
Yeah.
So if you think a glass of OJ is healthy when you're sick, you ought to think again, especially if you have a cough or a sore throat, because the citric acid irritates, inflames, and covers the lining of your throat, which completely delays the healing process. So here's what you're supposed to do according to the references that I have been given. You stay away from sweets altogether. No cookies, no cake, no candy, no sugary cereals, no refined sugar, any of that stuff, because it lowers your blood, your white blood cell count, and that is bad for your immune system, because your immune system is built around white blood cells. So if you want to fight bacteria and infections, stay away from sugar. If you want to live longer, stay away from sugar. And I've been trying to, instead of buying two cookies, now I'm buying one. That's my sort of way of dealing.
And how long are you weaning yourself off? When are we going to?
I don't know. I went to the movies
cookies?
The other day at one of the ArcLight theaters, as Jennifer will tell you, are the elite theaters, the movie theaters
yes.
here in Los Angeles, and they
high
have
dollar
this bar. Yeah, very expensive. They have this, but they're nice. They're very nicely done. They have a little bar on the side at which you can get lattes, and you can get, it's not the usual bill of fare of stale popcorn. You get stuff that's, you know, brownies and cookies and muffins and specialty drinks, that sort of thing. So I was in line there to get something, and I saw those cookies, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get those cookies. But I only got one. I was proud of it. Only one! And I haven't eaten yet. It's in the refrigerator.
And how much extra do you pay to go to a movie theater that provides cookies or that sells them?
$4. $5.
That's it? So it's like $20 16, for a movie?
What is it? It's, no, $16 to get in. Normally the other movies are about $9, I think. $9 or $10.
Oh, God, New York, everything's at least $20.
No,
like IMAX is like $40.
Yeah.
I know, but L.A., I always think of New York and L.A. being comparable.
They are, in some respects, but that... The movie theaters are... I don't remember... Actually, now I'm thinking about it. I don't remember ever going to the movies in New York City. I don't think I've ever been to a movie in New York City. Been to plays.
Mm-hmm.
Been to TV performances, but I've never been to a movie in New York. I couldn't even tell you where there's a movie theater in New York.
Yeah. Well, I can, because we did a talkers convention there.
We did?
Remember? Yeah, there was a talkers convention at the movie theater. The one that was by the World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah, that was... Well, yeah, I guess that was a movie theater.
It is. It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's
what
else.
Well, I haven't been in at least, I don't know, 5 years, maybe 4 years.
To a movie?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
I don't remember.
We gotta get you out more.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like movie theaters anymore. I mean, they're dirty. There were bed bugs all over them. I mean,
well, I mean, now they've really upscaled them. That's why you're paying $16 to... Maybe
for
I got the
seat.
Senior rate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it is, Jennifer. I got the senior rate.
Yeah, you did.
That could have been it. Skip fatty foods, fried foods when you're sick.
How about sausage?
How about breakfast? If you have a runny nose, avoid chili peppers and hot sauce. That seems just kind of just common sense.
Right. Although the good thing about eating something spicy when you're sick is that it actually clears up your nose, so it makes it run.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Tennessee State Representative Sheila Butt retweeted a quote the other day: before you assume, try asking first. That's a 35-character philosophy, the approach she takes with her constituents. She had proposed a bill in the legislature there that would ban families who use food stamps from buying groceries that are bad for them. No more ice cream, no more cake, no more candy bars.
Now, I mean, we touched a little bit on that yesterday with soda. I don't know if it was the mm-hmm. same piece of legislature or if that was something on a federal level, the soda part. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember that, and I think this is something different.
Yeah, so I guess everyone's trying to do something with food stamps now.
Well, is this infringement on somebody's right? If you want to buy something that's bad for you, shouldn't you be able to do it? And the argument is, well, no, not with our money. I don't, because then you're going to get into... the system, we'll have to pay for medical help for you, yada, yada, yada.
See, with food stamps, though, I'm all about it. What drives me nuts is when you see the EBT sign outside of a fast food place
mm-hmm.
or a restaurant, because I feel like dining out is usually a treat, or at least that's how it was when I was growing up. And so but limiting stuff in the actual supermarket, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people on food stamps who have kids who maybe want to give their kid a cookie every once in a while, and the fact that they think they can limit food stamps to soda and cookies, and I don't know. It just seems
so this is
harsh.
An infringement on personal rights, is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
She also wants to fine people. And I'm surprised because she's super left, or I mean super on the right.
Yeah,
she's very conservative. And I'm surprised that she wants this much government. But she even wants to fine not only people who break the rule and buy, you know, a Twinkie with their EBT card, but anyone who sells the stuff, too,
mm-hmm.
to people with EBT cards. $1,000
fine.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It is. Well,
and it would be interesting to see how that works. I think I've told you this, Doug, but probably not you, Victoria or Kara. My office was like right next door to a Ralph's, and so sometimes at lunch I'd go in there and get something to eat or whatever. And I was waiting in line, and there was this guy who had two bottles of wine, like a 12 pack of beer and a couple other food items, and he was arguing with the poor checker about using his EBT card to pay for the alcohol.
Oh.
And you're not supposed to do that, but eventually he was so abusive to the checker, she just let him go and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why did you do that? And she goes, I just couldn't put up the fight. So you're putting stores in a really weird place where they have to be like the police officers of mm-hmm. the EBT community, yeah. I think. I mean, it seems limiting to the business.
Right. That's true. And the EBT card should just literally not work on alcohol and cigarette charges, which it's not supposed to be for alcohol or cigarettes.
Right.
So it should just not swipe. So it takes the onus off of the cashier or the business owner.
Yeah, you could certainly, but that's got to be built in the software. You can easily do that, I would have
thought. You would think, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, this has been a debate that's been going on for quite a long time because there's always somebody. I remember being in line at a grocery store. And a woman was going through ahead of me, and she had three screaming kids, screaming, nauseously spoiled. I want this, Mommy. I want that, Mommy. Can I have this? Oh, Mommy, Mommy. And they'd scream and yell and hoot and holler, and she'd go back and get them whatever it was that they wanted. And then she pulled out the card, and she had her cart full. I think it's the first time I ever witnessed anybody using the EBT card?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much money do they get, the people that are on these food stamps?
It depends. I mean, it depends on their needs. It depends on their family.
Do you have to file every month or every year? How do you get qualified for it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, none of us have ever applied.
I thought it went hand in hand with Medicaid. Like, if you apply for Medicaid, that you get an EBT card, I thought.
Hmm.
But I could be. I mean, again, I'm very fortunate. I've never had to go through this process, so I don't know. But I thought that's how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing is we found out that none of us know how it works. Therefore, none of us have used it. Therefore, notice Kara was pretty quiet on that, though.
Oh, I don't have anything to say about it. I also have never been through the process, and no one in my family is.
I don't even know anybody who's ever been through the process, frankly. All right. No ice cream for you. That's it. That's the edict. It's 19 past the hour with DJV.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm a big dog daddy. Yeah, big dog daddy. Boys stand back and the girls are getting catty. Something going down with the big dog daddy.
Jen.
It sure is.
Music time here, 24 past the hour, this hour, as usual, focusing on musical news stories about performers, etc., etc., etc. And so what we have with Toby Keith are Jennifer Holliday, who's from Broadway, Three Doors Down. They're the performers at the inauguration, or some of them anyway, on Friday. Jennifer Holliday canceled the performance after she faced an online backlash from the LGBT community. It's pretty amazing how... that's the way the system works, and I'm all for it. But how many people just waffle? But so I'm confused. Is she in or is she out?
She's out, apparently. She apparently got death threats. TMZ reported that yesterday. I mean, this has been going on for a few days, but she backed out. It's mostly about Mike Pence, and it's not really about Trump. It was more about Mike Pence and his history
that,
of, you know, lack
think
of
he's
gay
a
rights
Neanderthal.
And stuff.
He's a Neanderthal
right.
When it comes to social stuff. He is. He's just a plain Neanderthal. Anyway, this... here it is. She wrote a letter to her fans saying she hoped to continue being the bipartisan songbird that she's always been, having sung for Presidents Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and Bush, too, in an effort to help heal our deeply polarized country. You know, and that's something here. This is, all of these things that are going on are not bringing the country together. They're very polarizing. And you say, well, that's what Trump is. You know, I think what Obama said, was it yesterday or the day before? Give the guy a chance, or what was the exact, Kara, you had the exact quote that I thought was quite...
I think he said don't underestimate
it. Don't underestimate it, yeah. I think
that could sound ominous. What does it mean by
that? Take the negative side, the half-empty glass side, yeah.
Oh, I guess I've been around Captain Curmudgeon too long.
Maybe
okay.
That's it, yes, that could be it. I'm trying to take the full, I'm doing the full Monty here.
right, let's do Jennifer Hudson and Brie Larson. They are both Oscar winners, and they're going to help announce this year's Academy Award nominations, I believe. Is it next Tuesday? It is next Tuesday, right? Yeah, the 24th.
Yes.
Also presenting will be Jason Reitman and Ken Wannabe. Is that really his name?
Watanabe?
Watanabe, yeah.
Him too.
Yeah, him too. Why are they doing it differently? They're ditching the live audience for the nomination announcements, and they're going to live stream them on Oscars.org. Why are they doing that instead of being on TV, I would wonder.
Well, they're going to also be on Good Morning America part of it this year, which is new. So
yeah.
I just think that why do you need an audience there? You know, everyone watches it live stream, or, you know, it's sort of... I would guess. I don't know the real reason.
And I would think
I would
be difficult to choose. This is... why would you choose going on Good Morning America versus the Today Show or whatever that thing is they
probably
do on
CBS? Probably because it's on ABC. Yeah, I would guess so, right?
Oh, is that it? Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. There's Jennifer in the know and on the go from the DJV show.
Is there a host yet for the Oscars?
Yes, I'm going to do it.
Is it Chris Rock again?
No, it's me.
Oh, perfect.
You didn't hear that?
No, I missed it. Mm-hmm. Heard it here first. Congratulations, sir.
Doug Steffen, and by the way, you two get front row seats.
I thought you were going to make us work and make us be like the two girls who usher people in and off.
Yeah, we'll be at the bar. They have bars at the Oscars.
Backstage, yeah.
You can do the red carpet, as it were.
Oh, please. Right. It's so sexist. I'm so tired.
Clean it. I don't mean host up. I'm just cleaning it before everybody comes in. 28 past the hour.
Exercise your way to an answer. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed a flood of ideas rushing through your mind after you exercise? If you have, you're not alone. When you exercise, it's kind of like oil for your mind. So in a way, it lubricates your brain to prepare it to fire on all cylinders. Actually, what exercise really does is enhance connectivity in the brain. In other words, as you're exercising, your brain is awake, alert, and different areas are communicating with one another at optimal levels. So, if you ever find yourself stuck for an answer about what to do, take some time to step away from your problem and exercise. You might just be surprised at what answers surface when you're not struggling to think of a solution. For more on exercise and psychology, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today is Melody Scott's birthday. Everybody say hi to Melody.
Hello,
Melody. Hello. 34 after the hour. It's Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can reach us at DJV Show at Jennifer Horn and on air Victoria at C. Schillen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can follow me. I'm the Pied Piper at Doug Steffen. Okay, so here in California, story floating around about this college student who survived what was really an horrific car crash. Her best friend was killed. She hung onto a tree in a creek for 12 hours.
Whoa.
Her name is Natalie Griffin. She was 19. She is. Escaped from the wreckage of the car through a broken rear window. It was like a movie. The car veered off 101 up in Mendocino County, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Her high school senior classmate was killed in the crash. They'd been hiking and visiting friends. She was in the passenger seat, saw a way to escape the car as it filled with water. Just, it really looked like, I'm looking at this thing, like a movie.
She thinks her girlfriend's foot got stuck, and that's why she didn't get out. Very strong currents because of all the rain, and the temperature was 28 degrees, so you can imagine. Oof. But she is quite fit. She does yoga, runs. She made a shelter with her jacket, did stretches to stay warm. She was hallucinating, she said. She thought she heard Jenna talking. I'm not so sure she was hallucinating.
I know.
I think that there is argument here. A lot of the conventional thinkers don't like to think in these terms or don't want to believe that there is something that they can't explain. I would be very surprised, frankly, if that weren't the case, that Jenna, who couldn't save herself physically, was there to help Natalie save herself physically. And so I think that as much as people would like to discount that which they don't understand, there's so much in the universe that you don't understand, so why would you discount this versus something else under this? For me, it makes nothing but sense. And by the way, they set up a GoFundMe page to help the girl who died. The family doesn't have any money, so they need to pay funeral costs. Jenna Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. You go to GoFundMe and find that. A lot of people do that, so they help in those circumstances, even though they don't really know the people. I remember, and I don't say this for any other reason than because it just sort of struck me, as somebody in my hometown died that I knew of, but I didn't know him, and there was a GoFundMe page for his funeral expenses. He didn't have any money, so I kicked in a couple hundred bucks. I think I like the GoFundMe idea, frankly.
Yeah.
I find it to be a very good way for us to express our just the way we are as human beings. We really are as bad as it seems because the news media wants us to believe that everybody is bad and everything's bad. It really isn't. When you go look at GoFundMe, there are every day thousands and thousands of people who are helping those folks that they don't know. And I think it's fabulous, frankly.
Yeah, even if it's $10 at a time, it's amazing the influx that we saw in 2016 of GoFundMes. Even Rich McFadden, who's associated with our show here, he had one for a neighbor whose house burned down. And I think they raised $10,000 or something to help her and her son get into a new place as a rental. And it's so nice, and I've participated in a bunch of them too. It's so nice to feel like you're making an immediate effect.
Yep.
And that's the thing. Like when you give money to the Red Cross or any other big organization, it just goes into the ether. You really don't know where it's going, or you don't know
who's
lying.
It's a waste of money. Giving to the Red Cross is a waste of money.
Or any large organization. They all have
problems. The SPCA now, same thing. I wouldn't give any more money to them.
Yeah, I go to local shelters, which is probably more direct.
When you donate to a GoFundMe, that's tax-deductible, right?
Charities are all tax-deductible.
But this wasn't necessarily a charity.
The GoFundMe is considered. Yeah, if they haven't set up a 501c3, that's an interesting question, Jennifer. I never thought
about
it.
There you go.
Yeah,
I thought you had to give a minimum of $100 to get any type of tax deduction.
At a time, or
a time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always put in for my, if I donate $25 or $50 to like someone's walk, I always give it to my tax guy. He tells me he uses it.
You know what? I'm not good at that. I don't. Half the time, I don't even.
I'm bad at that
money.
Too. Yeah, I don't keep track of it.
Yeah. I'm a little saddened by the passing of Gene Cernan, who was one of the astronauts that walked on the moon. I'm sad for a couple of reasons, because he stood for so much. He was a quiet, very quiet guy in real life. He didn't, he was very accomplished, but didn't like to brag about it. But he loved to tell the story about going to the moon, and he was always... There were always people who were trying to get him to prove, hey, did you really go to the moon? Or was it just a movie on the back lot at Paramount? that guy used to send him. But he's only 82. A lot of these guys that have gone into space, although John Glenn was 95 when he died a couple of weeks ago, I think. Anyway, it just is sad because these guys, real American here. We talk about heroes. These guys... Can you imagine just what it would be like? Just put your mind, put everything out of your mind. If you're getting up, just sit on the edge of your bed for a minute and think to yourself what it would be like to be on the on top of a Roman candle that's exploding underneath you to the tune of 1.5 million horsepower. and you're headed to out there 300,000 miles away to you know not what your fate is, in essence. Man, just think about what it takes, what kind of guts it takes to do that. And faith in yourself and your fellow man. And that, by the way, is part of the story that's told in this movie, Hidden Figures, which if you haven't seen it, you ought to go see it. It's part of that. It's part of that whole story. But Cernan was a gentleman. He was a smart guy and cool. It's another.
I'm just sad because we're losing living history.
Yes. Yep.
And in this department, at least, we're not making any new figures in space exploration.
Well,
or
screwed that up like we have so many other
things.
It's
a real bummer.
Not funding it. Yes, you're right. Yep. All right, Biff and Biff are here to talk about what's going on in the world of sports. Which Biff? We have Biff Keenan, and we also have Biff Horn.
Really?
Bo Jackson.
Keenan?
Keenan? What about
Keenan
the...
And Keelan.
My name's a moving target every day.
Yes, it's rough. You really ought to shorten it. Horn, you know, you can't do too much to mix it up.
Right. Victoria Key. How's that? That's it. Or
how about just V? If we
V.
Just, I'm just the V of the
You
DJ
told me
v.
when I first... The first time I ever talked to you, I said, what do you think about Vicky? And you looked at me and said,
no.
I don't like Vicky.
No.
I've never called you Vicky on the air. I could call you V, though. I suppose that'd be all right. All right, V and Biff. So Bo Jackson has made some comments that are deemed controversial. And I'm not sure why they struck a nerve. Victoria,
well, because of this... Victoria. No. Let Biff Victoria go, because I like...
No, no, Biff, Jen, go for it. I think we both
all
have
right,
things
fine.
To say.
Okay, so fine. Bo Jackson, he has not been, obviously, in football for a long time, 23 years, but he is talking a lot about CTE, which is what you talk about a lot, Doug, with head trauma. He said, quote, he would have never played football had he been aware of CTE and other health risks that reverberated throughout the sports world, and he said that he was floored by the subsequent attention. He has been praised for his candor, but he's also been bombarded with calls and letters from football fans who are all ticked off, amateur coaches, even parents telling him to keep his mouth shut.
This is really why I go off really the deep end when it comes to this. You people, this is about you people.
There's the you people.
You people who think these guys are gods. Look at the way the judges handle these a-holes who are college football players when they rape the members of the cheerleading squad or whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Go away, these people. I've said this 100 times, I've said it once. Put your child in danger by putting him into a football uniform to play college, high school or college football. You're a bad parent. And all you can think about is football. There's something wrong with you. You got a screw loose.
Well, yeah, and I think that's part of the issue is this guy is getting, you know, letters and threats from people, and so often sports and athletes are, you know, basically told not to express emotion or, you know, to just get up and keep going. I feel like, so the fact that we're talking about CTE is a good thing. That way people, you know, actually, if they're having issues, can come out and talk about it. And people reacting like this basically does the opposite, makes their kid feel like, oh, well, I guess I can't go out and tell my parents that I'm having these issues, because if they're sending letters to a complete stranger who's talking about the issue, then how are they going to deal with me, their child, you know, complaining to them?
Well, and it's also the stage mom kind of mentality, you know, it's these parents who are living vicariously through their kid because they didn't have any own accomplishments, so they push little Johnny out onto the football field. Oh, come on, you can, you know, tough it out. But the thing that really annoys me the most is, if you want to talk about someone who's really lived this, I mean, Bo Jackson is a legend. And when he says, I speak about CTE...
He can't remember where he goes to the grocery store. He can't remember where the grocery list is.
And he's concerned about it. Right. And I looked up the footage yesterday. He said one time in a game when he was playing for the Raiders, he was on the Raiders, and I forget who he was playing against, and I saw the footage yesterday. I should remember this. Maybe I have CTE. But he said that he got hit so hard on the field, when he got up, he went to the wrong team's bench.
Wow.
And he's just disoriented, and you can see him sort of wobbling around until he regains his normalcy. So he's obviously qualified to speak on this issue, and for people to say he's not is insane.
And I am too, by the way. I did a lot of research in this when it first came to my attention when I was on the Board of Trustees in Heidelberg in Ohio, and that's the reason I got off the board.
I was going to say, isn't that the reason you're not on the Board of Trustees anymore?
Yeah, it is, because I made such a stink about football They didn't ask me, but I could tell it was time for me to go.
Well, and like Bo Jackson said, obviously the people who are really coming at him right now with all these, you know, hateful comments and telling him to sit down and shut up, he said obviously they're just in it because there's a profit in the sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is. That's what it is. Heidelberg, obviously, they wanted the money from football.
Well,
Football's big money.
Heidelberg needed the reason that we were having a problem. We had, you know, a real serious problem with getting people to come to Heidelberg, and this was a way to get 190 kids through the door. And
it was,
and I was told by the president, he said, look, you can do this, and you'll ruin our enrollment, and you'll ruin the college.
Yeah, because people want to play. I mean, even more than just selling tickets or sponsorships or whatever.
Why do you
want
to play?
Hurt
yourself?
Well, they want to. So
they
regardless
hurt
of the reason, they want to play, you know.
All right. I think we've had our say.
I mean, in some culture, I mean, look, in the South, this is everything.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, this
Florida,
is, I mean, on the,
Ohio,
right, on the coast,
Texas.
We forget a little. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's why
yeah.
I think it's so important for people like Bo Jackson to come out and have these comments, because mm-hmm. then at least if he clears the air and people know what can happen, they can at least make the decision about what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And hearing it from someone like him.
Oh, my
like,
little
you know,
Johnny, isn't he so great with that? Doesn't he look so handsome in that football uniform?
But it's true that kids do want to play because it's fun. And so at least if they have the option available to see what research has been out there,
did
then
I
they
just
can.
Say that?
You did
you
say that.
What'd you say?
Don't ask him to say it again.
Okay.
We'll tell you, dear.
Thank you. So there we are. It's 48 past the hour. This is the Daily DJV Experience.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
At 53 after the hour, now it's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through some of the items that are important technologically speaking, and included in that the following of people on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So how many followers does the president-elect have on Twitter?
Yesterday when I looked, it's 19.9 million.
How do they even manage that? They have enough bandwidth? What happens when...
That's like almost everybody. I mean, who is the highest person on Twitter? How much... Yeah. What Kim Kardashian has.
I thought it was Lady Gaga or Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, right. I think, is 80 million? 90 million? Wow. What is she? She's way up there.
Why?
Yeah, Katy Perry.
What are people following? What is there so interesting going on in their lives that makes them...
They're just fans of hers.
Follower about... Yeah.
Wow. She has 95.4 million followers.
Oof.
You know what's funny? I don't follow her.
I don't either. I can't stand her, actually.
Not us.
Yeah.
You know what? That's just slightly more than what I have on Twitter.
Yeah, just slightly more. Right. Slightly
just
more.
A little bit more.
All right.
Donald Trump right now, this is technology, by the way, will not be taking the POTUS account. He'll be keeping his own account.
Yeah.
He's got, now he's got 20.1 million followers, so he's up a million from yesterday.
Going up. Our listeners go right there.
There you go.
Sign on. All right. News from Alibaba. And the 40 Thieves, I always love this the company with a name like that is it just...
You're setting yourself up, right?
All right, so there's Alibaba news from the world of technology up next. If you don't know who Alibaba is or what it is, we'll explain that too next.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1-21-17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Alibaba, Alibaba. Yes, it wasn't.
You thought I was pulling your leg because, you know, any of you probably know I'm saying any of you when I refer to the three ladies who Alibaba and the 40 Thieves were, right? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
You know, it sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you. Like, if you said define it and use it in a sentence, I'd be like, what?
It's either, okay, I would have two guesses. It's either a Disney movie or...
That's Aladdin. Alibaba.
Right, right. Or it's like... Respect. Which is awesome. Or it's some sort of an old fable. Like an old story.
It's a reference.
Like
you tell the story of what's going on in China with Alibaba, then I'll tell you the other story.
Okay.
Right.
Well, the current day Alibaba, minus the 40 thieves, although that could be debatable, they are China's largest online shopping giant. And now, yesterday, they announced that they're
huge.
Massive. Bigger than, like, everything combined. I mean, they're just, bigger than big. They have about 14.5 billion items that are currently on sale online, compared to, if you just for comparison, Amazon has about 5 billion. So if we think Amazon's the giant of the world, it's, you know, more than double is actually Alibaba.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to combat now is counterfeit products. And we talked about this not that long ago with iPhone chargers exploding. Right before Christmas, I think we talked about it. Don't buy cheap stocking stuffers of iPhone chargers or phone chargers in general from Amazon for $10 because they're counterfeit and they're exploding and they're giving people a shock. And so this is the type of stuff that Alibaba wants to go up against. They want real, genuine products, branded names, and they want to try to get together with other companies and share their data to eliminate counterfeit products. It's a big, big task.
Alibaba had a brother named Kasim, and his brother ripped him off, and so he became a thief and got 40 people enlisted with him to get back at his brother.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.